from one of the best prepared radio shows I've ever been a part of here in Studio B. This is View from the Bleachers. Aaron, I'm really happy to see you.
You as well.
Yeah, man. Yes. I appreciate that. Good stuff.
Not looking at him when I said, yeah, good to see you too.
Yeah.
I'm producing.
I can see your reflection in the mirror.
I'm producing.
You meant it. You meant all of that.
I did.
Yeah. It's been a great week.
Well, it's a short week. We're recording on a Tuesday night because...
Oh, it is a Tuesday. That's why it feels like we just saw each other, didn't it?
Yeah. I got stuff going on, and you got stuff going on.
And truthfully, when we're talking about sports, we aren't talking about... The sports we're talking about happened 2 days ago anyway.
We're talking about
Sunday sports. We're talking about Saturday sports, Friday sports probably.
Yeah.
The weekend is when... all of the good sports happen.
Well, they do that on, you know, for
and
reason.
Mondays when Vikings play Bears, also on Mondays. But that's a sports weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, you remember. Just a couple. We were just talking about that.
Vikings
had
a bye weekend.
They did. They did. They didn't lose this last week.
Valid.
They moved up in the standings this week by not playing. So that was you know, helps every little victory you can find.
What are we talking about?
As a Vikings fan, I have five things.
Yeah. Go for it.
We're going to start at the Packers because, man, they looked so good.
Doesn't look like they're getting a top 10 draft pick this year.
Who cares anymore? We got Jordan Love, baby.
So is he the guy?
I mean, he's got 2 years, right? Unless he regresses like Baker Mayfield did.
I don't think anybody can regress like that, though.
I mean, that's happened. Like, people have gotten worse after...
But even after... whatever day, what they play, Sunday or Monday?
They were the Sunday night game.
Sunday night, yeah. After the Sunday night game,
mm-hmm.
the first 11 games compared to Aaron Rodgers.
Is he now better?
No, exactly. Aaron Rodgers? Like, exactly. TDs and yards thrown. Exactly. I'm like, you can't. It's like.
Those numbers are remarkable.
I mean, they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
And look where Aaron Rodgers is.
I was going to say, what does that exactly mean? Because the chances that the numbers would be so similar in different eras of football, too. Because Aaron Rodgers, in his first couple starts, we're talking 15 years ago. This is a different era of the NFL.
Right.
It's hard to...
But it's still... I mean, some of you Packer fan repugnants are like, oh, he's going to be great. He's going to be the next coming of Jesus. It's great. I mean,
he's walking on water away from becoming Jesus, right?
Like, yeah,
he's played so well in the last. If you subtract
four games,
those,
three games.
If you subtract the four games where he was terrible, if you just completely forget about those four games, he's the best quarterback in football.
And so are
the Packers too, because not coincidentally, when it's kind of funny because Jordan Love. Even though it's his first season starting, being in his fourth year actually has more experience than nearly everyone on his team. He's kind of leader by default, right? As a quarterback and as the only guy in his fourth year besides like an Aaron Jones, he's been leader by default. So as he goes, the team also. And in games where he is not throwing an interception, they don't lose. And in games
that's funny how that works,
right? I mean, as a Vikings fan, you can understand no turnovers means wins, and turnovers generally.
As of right now, rating. Let's see, we should just go by yards.
Do they? They're not a playoff team, right? Like they're right on the.
They're number seven in the playoff hunt right now. Minnesota's number six.
And according to their schedule, is real easy now. From now out, when you beat the two hardest teams they were going to play on their schedule all year, they won. The Packers just went back-to-back, the hardest teams they're going to play.
Well, maybe.
I mean, if I was looking at when we looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year,
right,
we definitely counted both of these games as losses.
But now the Chiefs aren't who we think they are.
They're a playoff team, but they aren't.
I mean, you lose to Green Bay. I mean...
Green Bay's going to... I mean, isn't this that spot where...
I don't know.
As an optimist, or even as a... Just looking at the glass as it is, maybe.
Yeah.
They're a team that should... They're on the upswing. You're a young team getting better, getting healthy, getting your parts back that you need to be successful.
You're talking about Green Bay.
Talking about Green Bay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the next 5 games, Giants, Buccaneers, Panthers, Vikings, and Bears.
And those first three...
For sure. You should win those.
If you go 3-0, you're sitting at 9-6, right?
Yes.
Like 9-6... In second place in the division, and that game against the Vikings,
That'll come down. I mean, come down to that one. And who knows what the Bears are going to look like in 5 weeks?
I mean, I just always assume we're going to beat the Bears.
You would like to. Yeah, I mean, that's a foregone conclusion.
I don't know a team that hasn't beat the Bears. You know, like
that hasn't beaten them or has beaten them.
Oh, that hasn't beat. Oh wait, no, your team didn't beat them this year.
Yeah, we looked horrible.
That was one of the worst looking football games I've seen in so long. 12-10 is not a real, and it wasn't even like a fun 12-10.
No.
It wasn't like the Raven. It wasn't a great defensive struggle. It was just
one touchdown, and Minnesota got it, and then
pretty ugly passes. And
the first time an NFL team won a game without scoring a touchdown, I think, or something like that.
I mean,
it was all field goals.
Well, that was. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. I read something to that effect. I don't know.
I mean, if anybody's not paying it, it was last Monday night at Monday Night Football. It was Vikings and it's Bears, and it set back football a number of years.
Yeah.
I hope no one watched it, because if you watched only that game, if that was the first NFL football game you ever watched, you would never watch football again. You would become a basketball fan as quickly as you possibly could. That was real, yeah, real bad. But yeah, no, the Packers looked also.
I watched the game because I was like, okay,
you did.
It's Sunday night. There's nothing else.
Is correct.
Nothing else on.
I was going to say the same. Like, if you could stay up, did you make it all the way through? Because I made it through the entire game. I watched.
I was just kind of clicking in and out of it.
Yep.
Just kind of checking highlights because
we're
in fantasy football. So I'm checking the stats, and all of a sudden I'm looking and going, oh, yeah, that's why is that going on? And here they are, their head, you know. So they looked good. I mean,
and that first drive, right? I haven't seen a drive look that efficient. As a Packer fan who's watched all the games, it's been so long since I've watched them. It was 13 plays. It was 80-some yards, and it was straight down the field. They took three quarters of the first quarter and scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
That was so perfect. They punched
in. With being the youngest team in the NFL,
mm-hmm,
you know, just like last year, Watson came on strong.
Yes.
The last, like, mm-hmm, seven, six games.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, now this year he had to work with Jordan Love. To get that familiarity, that comfort level, mm-hmm, and everything. So here he is, looking like a stud.
Except that his legs fell. His hamstrings have fallen off. His hamstrings made of, unfortunately, spaghetti.
Yeah.
Hard. Man, I watched him on that cut where he got hurt, and you just watched his leg just crumple into a thing.
How good are the Chiefs when A.J. Dillon looked like he was really good?
A.J. Dillon, for what it's worth, as much as I have bagged on him all year, and will continue to because he's not good. It was kind of cool to see. Did you see during the introductions at all?
No.
They have the player focus ratings for each of the players as they're being introduced.
So
you got to see rankings of all of, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes is ranked number 3 as a quarterback. You know, I don't know who's – there's two quarterbacks doing better than him this year. It showed Jordan Love was, like, 19.
Yeah.
A.J. Dillon, out of 64, I believe it was, running backs, was ranked 58th.
No, that's
which
good.
Is remarkable. Good. Yeah, but it was kind of cool to see where they ranked all of those different players. You know, went from more than just the eye test, more than just the fan. The Packers' offensive line is really good.
Yeah,
they're coming along just like that whole the offensive, even the wide receivers, right? Like all young guys
and you're,
tight ends.
And you're missing what's that? Your tight end that went out.
Musgrave. Musgrave, second round pick. You replace him with a third round pick.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was kind of why you make a draft pick like that. You are covering your bases with a young guy to make sure that somebody is coaching. You're coaching somebody up to start.
Right.
And he looked good. I mean, he looked like he blocked. He did things. Their backup tight end just signed from a practice squad.
Yeah.
He caught a touchdown. That was a really, really good. And their defense. I mean, beat Patrick Mahomes. It's
right.
Even without you watched for any Packer fans out there, you got to watch MVS, Martez Valdes-Scantling, drop a couple passes going deep and then not catching them.
All
so
of
that
his
was
receiver, from, all of his receivers
that was familiar.
Are dropping.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
You got to see some questionable officiating on both sides.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to see why the NFL loves their quarterbacks so much. You on that late hit, if that was a running back who got hit and not a Patrick Mahomes, we'll say.
Yeah.
If that was Mac Jones instead of Patrick Mahomes, there's no flag there. But they were fighting for inches in the fourth quarter of a very, very close game. And they had that inch really did matter. They said it during the game. Chris Collinsworth said it, or whoever it was, maybe it was Al Michaels, said it's a game of inches. And those inches really mattered right there. That's a hard spot to throw a flag. Luckily, they... they fixed that by not calling pass interference a couple plays later. So, you know, it was the NFL. They balanced it out for themselves.
Yeah.
But the Packers are a playoff team, right? Like they.
Yeah, I think no matter what, they're going to at least at the very least wild card.
That's such a funny. I mean,
you're not going to get your top 10 pick, buddy.
I mean, I don't. I'm fine. To think that they would be better off getting rid of Aaron Rodgers, receiving two draft picks, right? Like
right.
A single draft pick this year.
Right.
Yeah.
The I ends up being a number two.
They get a second round. They got a second round pick this year. Yep. They used on a tight end. They got a second round pick next year, who they'll use on a. So you didn't really receive anything that's really, really helping, but somehow your team is better.
Right.
Healthier, younger. Well, younger by.
You got rid of the.
Get rid of the 39 year old and a 35 year old.
Well, Al Lazard.
Yep.
You know.
He was a veteran.
Yep.
Yeah. Randall Cobb was in mid 40s. Cobb graduated high school the same year I did, I'm fairly certain.
Yeah,
he's been around
probably.
A very, very long time.
But, you know, that, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
And Matt LaFleur.
And let's just, we could talk about the Jets at some point in time, maybe in the next couple of weeks to see, because
Joe Flacco? No. Who's starting quarterback?
They want, they want Zach. No, they cut.
Zach, that's right.
They want Zach Wilson, but he just goes, I don't want to, no. Because they cut Tim Boyle today. And the one that just started two games.
He performed okay.
They're horrible. I mean, nah.
He performed. He started. He took a roster.
He held the ball.
Right? Like, he said hike.
And Trevor Siemian. Right.
How hard, I mean, it really is hard to develop a to develop a quarterback, man, to be your backup quarterback. That's why Josh Dobbs is going to get paid in the offseason.
Yeah, maybe.
Gardner Minshew, right? Like, Gardner Minshew for the Colts is putting up Pro Bowl numbers
as
a backup quarterback, and he's going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. But he's done that in the other places.
So is Gardner, a guy like Gardner Minshew, who is a backup quarterback for the Colts, replacing a rookie, putting up real, real good numbers.
Yep.
Is he, where does he rank in 30? Let's say there's 32 starters. There's 32 quarterbacks. No, 40, because there's some backups, right?
A lot of backups.
Where does a guy like that rank?
I pay him to be a backup.
Would you pick him above, not Russell Wilson?
Nope.
Not Derek Carr. So he's below, right? I see it.
I mean, the last 3 weeks of Derek Carr, that experiment is failing.
Yeah, that's a very. Raiders.
You know,
is he better than Jimmy? Would you rather have him or Jimmy Garoppolo?
I take Minshew.
Okay, so being a backup quarterback is a really valuable position.
Yeah.
Like,
well, look, Bengals. Looks like
Jake Browning.
Yeah, Jake Browning for one last night.
Oh yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence went out, so CJ Beathard that came from 49ers,
former Iowa.
He's going to start his first game in 3 years this weekend.
Man.
But, you know, you've got Gardner Minshew, we got the Jets, that mess.
And it's an interesting thing to see that as much as they're trying to protect quarterbacks, you see why. Because when you run out of quarterbacks, your team
it's
is unwatchable.
Mess.
Man, the Cleveland Browns unwatchable. They have skill position. They have
Their defense is probably one of the top five defenses too.
And they have offensive skill positions amongst the best in football. And because they have their third string quarterback, unwatchable to anybody. It's luck if you win with your backup quarterback, unless you've developed a guy. Ryan Tannehill is now the backup.
He's not going to start again.
Now he's the best option as a backup.
Yeah.
If you're anybody next year, Ryan Tannehill can be your backup. If you're,
what happened to Malik Willis?
Third-round pick, right?
Third pick.
Yeah, he's a third-round pick. Of course he's not going to make
it. But there's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. It's very valuable now because they were talking about that today because Trevor Lawrence is going to be out for a couple weeks.
And he is one of those faces of the NFL.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, there's everybody's out.
And if we were better prepared, we'd have the list of who's going through backup quarterbacks, right? You've got...
Minnesota
has started backups.
Chicago's gone in and out.
Chicago's got a backup.
Not Detroit, not Green Bay. So you're looking at the Jets.
The Jets have. The Patriots have.
The Patriots are a hot mess.
The Saints have.
Steelers.
Steelers have. So I saw Kenny Pickett is out.
Yeah, for at least a couple of weeks.
Let's see. Nope. The
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Garoppolo has. Yeah. Yeah.
Aiden's out.
The 49ers? Did Brock Purdy miss a game?
No, he started. He's started every game.
Okay.
He's
the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
The Cardinals were out. Yeah, I mean, that's at least 8, 10, and we're definitely missing.
And the Jets had three of them rotating in and out.
Yeah, that's rough.
Flacco starting for the Cleveland Browns this weekend.
He's still in the league. That's amazing. Joe Flacco was the MVP of a Super Bowl winning team in a previous like 2010?
Yeah, I don't remember.
A long time ago. Joe Flacco has retired.
Pretty much, he wasn't on any team this year.
Gosh, that's.
But that's backup quarterback.
It is amazing. So it's kind of fun when you watch. So when you're watching in college, your favorite college team probably has a good quarterback.
Usually,
and that quarterback is not an NFL quarterback. Like, unless you're one of very, like, maybe two or three, unless you're Texas, LSU, Alabama.
FSU.
Maybe Florida State, but your team doesn't have an NFL quarterback on it, which is amazing to watch who is and isn't an NFL quarterback anymore.
But that just tells you, I mean, even those, I mean, Brock Purdy is an anomaly, but you're looking at these seventh round quarterbacks, and they're being starters.
Because
of their backups.
I was saying, but they're none of them are playing well, by the way. When we're talking backup
Jake quarterbacks. Jake Browning played pretty good last night. He looked great, actually.
Okay.
He managed the game, no interception.
They say he's got the moxie?
I think it was 32 for 37, 300 some yards, one touchdown, no interceptions.
That's why I do love watching the Patriots, because their backup, man, their quarterbacks are so bad.
Yeah.
I do love watching bad quarterback play. As much as I'm a sports fan and I do love like the in-depth ins and outs, once in a while when you watch a quarterback drop back awkwardly and just huck something into the... I can't get enough. Because you know that you'll watch the eye rolls from the wide receiver.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll see the hands on the hips from the coaches.
Yep, yep.
And you'll see them trying to not stare at the guy we don't practice like this.
You want to talk about any other sports other than football? Because we only got 10 minutes left.
We did it.
Yes. It's already 10 minutes. We've got 10 minutes left. So
we're so good.
You want to talk any more NFL? Because the 49ers are probably going to win it all at this point.
They blew out the Eagles.
42-17.
Which the 49ers have blown out a couple of teams now that are good, right? They look
Cowboys.
That's who they blew out.
Cowboys and the Eagles right now.
Smacked them.
You know, so it's going to come down to 49ers and Baltimore.
You like the Ravens?
I think they're tough. That defense is good too, man.
And that's the thing.
Lamar Jackson, don't count him out. And he's going to be healthy the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. Why not?
So if I'm going to pick because the thing is of quarterbacks that are left and healthy, Lamar Jackson is definitely the best.
Yeah,
really.
We had to put Brock Purdy in because Lamar Jackson was on a bye week, and Brock Purdy put up stellar.
Did he have a big one?
Oh yeah.
Did he win us a game?
Yes.
I like that. Just like for the Niners. Yeah, Brock. But no, I like the Ravens as a pick. I root for Lamar Jackson to win a Super Bowl. I like his style. I like that he's got that it factor that you don't see in a lot of. He's allowed to be whatever quarterback he wants to be.
314 yards, four touchdowns, nice. Zero interceptions.
Fantasy football
29.46 points for us.
That's a winner.
On a bye week.
And our fantasy football team, for everyone else keeping track at home, is dominating the league.
Yeah.
We are very, very good.
We already clinched the number one seed.
Yeah, playoffs start pretty quick in fantasy football. Yeah. Man, you guys are going to really love our fantasy football show coming up here in a couple weeks. That one is going to – you're going to love to hear the fantasy football wrap-up show that we do. Yeah.
Our record is 12-1. The second place right now is 9-4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're winners. We had a great draft. We sat here and did that draft. I was very happy about that draft. You made the best pick of the draft, George Kittle.
He's been all right.
You talked – I wanted Kyle Pitts.
Yeah,
I remember when. Yeah, yeah man, I was talked out of that. Okay. Good choice.
Any more football stuff?
I mean, other than the
head coaching carousel, but we've got weeks.
Nobody's gotten fired this last week, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
Well, I think we'll be after this Sunday. We'll see who else drops.
Right. Oh yeah, this feels
Chicago. We got to figure out what that's happening
it's
with the Patriots.
Such a fun one. Now, Patriots are not going to fire Bill Belichick. I really don't. They're just going to let him retire at the end of the year.
Dallas will wait until they don't make the playoffs.
Dallas is going to make the playoffs. Mike McCarthy will lose a playoff game and get fired immediately.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Dan Quinn will be the replacement. Then.
Yeah, Dan Quinn has been fired before as an NFL coach too. Come on, Jerry Jones, do better.
Okay.
Do
you want to talk about any of the other sports?
I mean, isn't that what we're here for? How many?
I mean, you got like 8 minutes.
Eight and a half minutes. Let me take a deep breath then. We got lots of time.
You want basketball?
Let's start.
NBA, you got the college. Ooh, we got college.
Let's do college. Do you want college football or college basketball?
I mean, I followed a little bit.
Let's start college football, and I'm going to start with the things that I know in front of me.
Sure, go for it.
The Badgers
play
LSU. LSU has Jaden Daniels as their quarterback. Jaden Daniels is a finalist for the Heisman Trophy.
You're probably going to get it, too.
And he might win it, and he will be playing, I'd assume, in that bowl game, because I don't believe he's draft eligible until next year, so I'm pretty sure he plays in this game. So for me, that's a really... and I think it's a January 1st game.
Probably.
The Badgers have backdoored themselves into a New Year's Day. It's either New Year's Day or New Year's Eve game. The ReliaQuest Bowl, and I believe somewhere in Florida. That feels like a Florida Bowl. But they looked really good the last couple of weeks. And, they play LSU. That's going to be fun for me to watch, because... What else is there to do January 1st but just stare at TV football for me? I'm not going to do anything else.
New Year's Day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. 7-5 is not a 13th rank. LSU is ranked
ReliaQuest Bowl.
Yeah, it was a hard one to say. I had to I practiced that one a couple times. It doesn't look right.
ReliaQuest. I don't know.
That doesn't feel right.
My Gophers are going to a bowl.
They're not 500.
The Quick Lane Bowl. December 26th.
The Quick Lane Bowl?
Yeah.
Are you going to be watching? I'll record it for you.
Bowling Green Falcons.
Yeah, I'll record it for you, man. That sounds...
Detroit.
Scenic Detroit on Christmas after
Christmas. Get a bowl. Here you go. You go to Detroit.
I'll opt out. Yeah. I don't have to go. I don't want to bag on bowl games and cities.
Well, they give a bowl game to just about everybody at this point.
I mean, Detroit's not the terrible place that it was a few years ago.
No, it's
getting
better.
It is an improved place, but it is not where... You're a 21-year-old kid.
You know what? It's not like Pasadena.
You're going from Minnesota.
Yeah, it's not a vacation.
To Detroit. Yeah, it's not an upgrade. It's the same place.
Yeah.
Minneapolis is a way better city than Detroit.
Yes.
I would rather stay there over Christmas than go to Detroit and get... Of course, they get some gifts, and you get to stay in a hotel,
You can put bowl game, 2023.
Yeah. You get to get out of class, but I mean, that's... And then playing Bowling Green. Bowling Green is from Ohio. That's not far for them either.
Yeah. A little colder, but...
I can admit that because I have ESPN, and I'm assuming it's an ESPN, I will probably watch. I hit this stage where I really do try to watch a bunch of bowl games. I do. Because there's storylines. Because if you're an NFL draft guy, as you are, you're going to see names for the draft start to pop up in these.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
In these. So it's kind of fun to watch. Even on Minnesota, I don't know any of the players from Minnesota. But there'll be at least a couple guys draftable from that team, probably Bowling Green too. So you get to see, you'll see like performances from running backs where they'll get like 175 yards in a bowl game. You'll see really big performances.
I mean, the big one is the Senior Bowl. That's where everybody's going to check it out.
And that's where we're starting. We're actually at that point in the college season where this is where I could talk college football pretty much as often as I could talk pro football because, tell me about the Final Four of football, please.
So the big upset was that Alabama beat Georgia. Georgia was number one.
That was a great
Alabama
game.
Was number eight.
That was on an incredible game.
Some people were not surprised by that.
Okay.
I mean, strength of schedule, Alabama in overall was ranked number four of strength of schedule.
Did they lose one game or two games?
Yeah, they lose one. I think it was Texas, maybe.
Of those four teams, who do you keep out then? Because Michigan beat Ohio State, so they're in.
Yep.
Texas is the champion of the SEC, right? And they're in.
The way the committee based it this year, it's the last year, by the way, in a 14-play playoff.
Are we up to 6 or 28?
12.
Okay.
But the problem with everybody that had is that they were making it... Florida State got kicked out to number 5. Georgia was then to number 6.
And Florida State was undefeated, which is strange when you...
But their strength of schedule is they're like number 9.
You know,
right?
Undefeated.
But it's the committee that made the decision. You know, it's not...
Sure.
They thought who was more deserving. It's not based on statistical, they don't...
It's not the eye test. It's not
the BCS prior. They had the computer that goes, here, this is all the stats.
I didn't realize until this year that they had done away with the BCS.
Yeah.
That's been a few years, right? Like, I wasn't paying attention.
10 years.
The BCS hasn't been around for 10 years.
Yeah. They've been doing playoffs now for 8 years.
Hmm.
It's been a while.
All right. I assume the BCS was how they ranked the people that got in the playoffs.
No, they got rid of that whole ranking
system. It's just a bunch of people in a room.
Yeah.
And I like when they show those people in a room. They look so happy to be there.
Yeah.
Just sitting, but, talking to their buds.
So Michigan's going to play Alabama. Texas is going to play Washington.
Okay.
I mean, they are the four best teams probably at this point. And those, I don't think Florida, it would have been like a TCU last year.
Those take place, all of them after New Year's, or is there one before?
One New Year's during the day and one at night.
Okay. All right. And then the following week, right? Because then they have football themselves middle of January. So, gotcha.
But I think for the most part, they got it right. I mean, Florida would have been TCU last year. TCU, when they got to their bowl game,
right,
fell flat in their face. It was a blowout. It was boring.
And to me, I would...
FSU with their third string quarterback.
That's right. That's what they. Yeah, that's part of the deal too. Yeah. They're down to the quarterback who didn't play that well. They're an undefeated team. Can they win two games to win a national championship? I'd rather take. You're right, Alabama, because Alabama.
Well, and they beat Georgia, number one, who was ranked number one all year long.
Right.
You know, the clear Alabama's good. Team. I mean, they.
I mean, you could make an argument that after losing, Georgia should still be one of the best four teams in the country. You could. When has the SEC not been one of the best? You could give me Texas, Alabama, Michigan. But that's,
everybody agrees with it that what they got, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel right because FSU was undefeated, being left out. But.
Washington, the West Coast teams always seem like the most overrated of all those teams because, I mean, for whatever reason, maybe it's style of play, maybe it's the fact that they're on at 11:30 at night and I haven't seen a West Coast game since
the
90s.
Other than SportsCenter highlights.
Right. Yeah, you only watch the highlights of whomever it is for Washington. Yeah. Well, by the way, Washington's quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., for anyone keeping track at home, he played for Indiana what I feel like was about 10 years ago. If anybody can look up, he played for 2 years... And then he had a red shirt and he got hurt and then he used his COVID year. He's in, I believe, his sixth or seventh.
Was he 26?
He feels it. He feels. I really do. He's been around because he was the freshman of the year in the Big Ten, what felt like many, many years ago. And when he transferred to Washington, I thought it was for only 1 year because he was in that many years. But apparently, he's
23, man.
Yeah. But this is his fifth year, sixth year.
I can't see that right now.
He's been he's very experienced. He's another one of the front runners for the Heisman. So, yeah, this is a good
Indiana
season.
2018. Oh yeah, freshman 2018, 2019 redshirted Indiana in 2021.
Yeah,
Washington 2023 or 2022. So, yeah, he's
6 year. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah,
I mean, you can take advantage. Why not, man? I would say if you had the chance to be a college person forever, that seems like a really good deal. Get into that, man.
So we've got
time to talk about the season of giving. We've got time to talk about the nice things that we should all be doing for the holidays for all the nice people. We should thank WDRT for letting us do this for as long as we get to.
Go to WDRT.org. We are in the middle of the season of giving.
Yeah.
You donate or anything like that, you get entered into a drawing. Top prize is $1,000 cash.
And I will high five you if you win.
Yeah,
I will.
Right?
I'll show up here and I'll high five you every time.
So, appreciate it, you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.